I would like to talk a little bit about this today, because I was thinking about this verse in the evening or in the night, and this morning also, and I, by Krishna's mercy, the Bhagavatam was there where we could really find it. I remember from my own experience in Krishna consciousness that Srila Prabhupada wished so much that Krishna consciousness is spread to other people. He really wanted this. He wanted this very, very, very strongly. His spiritual master, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, also had this desire. And therefore, in the lifetime of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, a huge arrangement was made for preaching Krishna consciousness. I mean, just imagine, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur would use steamships to make Krishna conscious exhibitions with dioramas, so that the people of Calcutta, who had high admiration for the English ways and English ships, would feel attracted to go on a steamship. That was the fulfillment of our dreams. And if there's something about Krishna, we will look at it, you know. That was how Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur captured the attention of his times. This is just one of his many ideas. He was so much interested in spreading Krishna consciousness to the West that once he shocked his own disciples. He invited the governor of England, Mr. Anderson, to Mayapur, and he told his cooks to cook meat for him, because he knew Mr. Anderson was so accustomed to eating meat. You know, at that time vegetarianism was not known as being healthy like it is now. Now when you can invite a politician and say, we will serve you a very healthy vegetarian dish, oh, he will go, oh, good, I need some more vegetarianism in my life, you know. But at that time, if you would invite an honorable guest for a vegetarian dinner, they would think, well, what will I eat? You know, I will be hungry. That was the concept in modern English times. So because Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur wanted to invite this governor and preach to him, thinking that he might help to spread Krishna consciousness in England, in the West, he told his Brahminical cooks to cook meat in the kitchen. Now, if I would request Bhakti Devi and Bahulashva to cook meat in the kitchen, and I would give some reason, we want to invite the wife of Mr. Andrei Milosevic, she is sad now, and she has some sentiment for Gita and spiritual things, and I mean, she would most probably understand vegetarian meat. But let us assume she would be a meat eater, and I would really say, Bhakti Devi and Bahulashva, please do this. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur did it. Even I think you would have, you would say, we love you very much, Sachinanand Swami, but please ask some other type of surrender from us. This is too much. It is inconceivable to us. Isn't it? We would feel like that. Let us be, we are in the family, we can talk openly. We would feel, if someone would tell me, my GBC would tell me to cook meat in the devotee kitchen in Goloka Dham, I would go, I could not imagine to do this. even with many. And now imagine, my dear devotees, just imagine in your mind, even though it is difficult, just imagine in your mind 100 years back, a Brahminical cook who's only used to cook for the deities. Hare Krishna, Dobro Doshli. Sedi. Imagine the tremendous protest which was in their hearts. I mean, they could not understand this. It just, are we sure, Guru Maharaj, that we heard you saying that we should cook non-veg? This is how you say it. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, I have thought about this already in my previous life. He was very convinced it had to be done. And who could say no to Srila, to the lion guru? I mean, I believe some, I'm just trying to think about it. I think some compromise must have been done to cook in the kitchen of a Muslim, maybe, and bring the meat there, or, you know. But I only have heard, I have not heard about this compromise. I heard that Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur had demanded it, because the higher value for him was preaching, compassion, bringing Krishna consciousness to the West. That was more important in his eyes than, you know, this no rule, no, I mean, this no meat eating. And once again, please understand, this was in a culture where you would say, you wouldn't even say meat, you would say non-veg to this. It was unthinkable. Should I give you an example of something which is unthinkable? Better not. I would go into something which describes the perverse sexual behavior of human beings and tell you something unthinkable, and you would be so disturbed for the rest of your life that we better not do it. So Devi, you have encouraged me to not say it. Thank you very much. Yes, it is very unthinkable. Means unthinkable. It's not possible. That was an unthinkable thing in those times. So you can see Prabhupada is coming from this source. An unthinkable amount of compassion for the fallen souls. That's his source. And obviously, if we wanted to satisfy Prabhupada, we would have to do something and preach. Like, I was so fortunate in my life, I once did something wild for Prabhupada in the preaching. I went to Kabul, Afghanistan. And we were so enthusiastic. We somehow got a whole school as our temple. And we were preaching to 150 children a day. What we were doing is we were giving Krishna conscious education to them, you know, in Dharma. And then we would preach in the evening. We would go, I hope you don't, it is almost unthinkable what I will tell you now. We knew we couldn't go in the Muslim society and really preach except for one occasion. That was marriage. Then everything was all right in the Muslim belief. And we would say, we are the best marriage musicians. And we would sing Krishna Govinda Govinda Hare Krishna. And we would sing Hare Krishna and we would serve prasadam. And still it was so dangerous that the Muslim society hired a professional, three professional killers which went after me when I was in the early morning going to answer nature's call, and I was just answering nature's call. All of a sudden I saw them with knives coming, and I was in the midst of a business affair which I could not interrupt. I was sitting and thought, okay, this is the end. In Kabul, in the most embarrassing situation of my life. And then I screamed, Hare Krishna, I don't care, and ran in the midst of the activity. And they were so surprised, and I was really running very wild. And to save a team, it was not the most suchi time of my life, but life is muddier than everything. Then we had and we wrote about this to Prabhupada. I mean, not in detail, but in we wrote about this, and Prabhupada wrote back a letter. Yes, one who has got life, he can preach. This is what my Guru Maharaj said. He was very satisfied, and he gave me blessings. I feel that was maybe the only valuable thing which I did for him, to just understand, I will now do something to please my spiritual master. I don't have much time in my life. I will just do this. I will preach to the Muslim people Krishna consciousness. And that had very good effect. Still, I meet some people who come from Kabul, Afghanistan, who remember seeing me. They thought we had a very good impression of you. You seem to be very enthusiastic. And they said, yes, I got the Milost. I was so enthusiastic at that time. Yes. Krishna. So I want to now also encourage all of you to please think in your life how you can do something to spread Krishna consciousness, so that you also will get the Milast. Please do not think at this moment, oh, Sachinandan Swami, we are now married, we have now to take care of our children, we have to... No, we see from Bahulashwar and Bhakti Devi, they are preaching very nicely. Yesterday I had a discussion, a devotee told me, I get my life when I do this, preaching, giving books to others, and arranging something for preaching. It is, why do we get life from doing it? Because we get the Milast from the parampara. And here it is said, I want to repeat this because you might think I'm exaggerating. Especially for spiritual advancement, one should carry out the bona fide order of the spiritual master. By the parampara system, one can thus be endowed with the original spiritual power coming from the Supreme Personality of Godhead Himself. Evam parampara praptam imang rajashayo vidu. No? This is the point. Now, we have heard this type of lecture before, and we remember maybe that we were not always very maturely preaching. I would suggest that for spreading Krishna consciousness, we must search our heart for the ethical or spirit and spiritual foundation of spreading Krishna consciousness. Then only, if we have a spiritual hetu means cause, for our activity? Will we have the clear purpose in our life? And we will have also the strength to do it. If we want to spread Krishna consciousness in our hetu, that is the cause, is some passionate endeavor, then we will not really be able to do it. We will not be able to sustain our effort. Do you understand the word sustain? It means to continue to give strength to our effort. When you do an effort and all of a sudden you don't have the strength to do it any longer, or you have doubts, then the effort will not be successful. I think you all know this. When you do anything and in the midst of it you develop doubt, is this good or not, then you cannot practically continue to do it. So we must make sure that our effort to spread Krishna consciousness has the right basis, which can give us the snaga, the strength which is required to do this. And the scriptures all tell us that compassion, samilosti, is the right foundation for our spiritual life. The scriptures tell us even that only a devotee who has samilost in his heart and who practices this samilost, he can go back to Godhead. A selfish person without samilost has to stay in the world of idiot, of conditioned souls. Yes. This is how it says. We have to stay in the world of conditioned souls. If we don't have to, this samilost, and if we do not really bring this samilost to others, this is what differentiates a human being from an animal. Even in some higher developed animals, we find some compassion, but you can't really say it. It's instinct, really. But the human being can develop this quality called compassion. And he can develop this quality, according to Bhaktivinoda Thakur, by three steps which he has to do in his mind. The first step is he has to understand people are miserable without Krishna consciousness. They lack something. They don't have something which they absolutely need. And they are helplessly drowning in that ocean of birth and death. So this is the first step. Then the second step is to feel that this is not good if people suffer. If you feel like, well, let them suffer, then obviously the recognition of the misery is not sufficient. You need to feel, or you need to think, that this is not good. I remember when I was in Macedonia, in Skopje, on the TV, I was sitting down to be interviewed, and I had to wait 5 more minutes before the other emission would stop. It was an emission of called Reality News. What was happening really. It was some filming of in Sarajevo, and I still remember there was this lady going, and other people were going and crossing the road. All of a sudden, they were shot from snipers. I had never seen this, a real death. I mean, I saw accidents that I saw, but the people being shot in the TV, I've never seen this. And you know, you could see how the bullets were hitting, and how they felt it, tremendous pain in their bodies, and I saw how they were sinking, falling, and how they were moving in pain, and I was thinking, too much. How can I see this? But I covered the eyes, and then again I felt I had to see this, and so on. And I remember I thought, this is not good. This is not fair. And I thought, I will go to Sarajevo and throw a tomato on these snipers, or a stone, you know. I felt, really, it is so bad. This is not good. This is not human. This is not... What can these... The people don't think of politics. They just think of eating and you know, whatever they think of. It's not good to do this. If there is some disagreement, let the politicians go into a boxing ring and box themselves until one fool is happy. I thought, this is not good. I really felt a protest in my heart. I cannot just now pretend this. I have not seen anything. So when the interview started, I said, before I start to talk on the Vedic culture and all of this, I want to say, I've just seen this, and I feel it's the duty of every responsible person to say, this is not good. This cannot continue. I really felt this as semi-lost of the people who were getting the bullets, you know, in their bodies. And this is necessary and this is a very human reaction. If you cannot feel this human reaction of feeling pain when other people feel pain, then it means your feelings have become dead, and you must do something to bring them alive again. When you have dead feelings, how will you ever experience something like love of Godhead? If your feelings are dead, you will also be dead in Krishna consciousness. So that is not very nice. I remember Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. He was once passing by some beggars. And the beggars went, and in India you see beggars every 10 meters, you know. And so the Grihasthas walked by the beggars, and Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati didn't carry Lakshmi on them. Then he turned around and said to his Grihastha disciples, you have walked by the beggars. Have you not seen they are hungry? You please go and give them some rupees. And his Grihastha disciple thought, no, we should just to give our samilost, we should just give some good lectures, some nice Krishna conscious advice, maybe. But no, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, he didn't want people who are dead to their feelings. They're hungry, they need to eat now. It's very important. Give them some rupees. You know, it's our responsibility to do. This is human. You must be alive to feelings as a human being. That's very important. Not that in the name of spirituality you are killing your emotions. That is not correct. These feelings of compassion and so on. When you are in a conditioned state, that means normally osaba, you have compassion. You have also compassion, mostly for your body. Oh, I'm working so hard. My body is so tired. He needs to sleep now. Or he needs to eat now. Or he needs to fast now because I'm getting too fat. You know, we have compassion for our body. And we may have we have compassion for those who are near to us, our household people. But when bhakti touches your heart, when it's real and not just an imagined thing, if bhakti touches your heart, your compassion goes to the devotees. You want to have friendship with the devotees, help the devotees. You have mercy to the innocent people. And when bhakti touches your heart, the offenders of God, you feel an indifferent feeling, feeling. Now, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, if you gives us instructions on this feeling for others, he said that a devotee must have four qualities if he wants to serve Krishna or be a Krishna devotee. And I will go now through the qualities one by one and explain them in the language of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. The first, I will go from the back, it's manada, offering respects to all living entities. That means, irregardless of the mental and physical condition, you should have compassion for them. Do you understand this word, irregardless? No matter what, yes. You should have this respect. Or these are dwelling places of Lord Krishna. Krishna lives in their heart. They are devotees of Krishna. This is something very important when you go out for book distribution. You should feel these are very nice people. Their behavior is different, but they are after all servants of Krishna. Bhakti Devi yesterday told me a very nice Sankirtan Leela. She had gone in some little village nearby and had approached one lady whom she wanted to give a book. And this lady did not really know if this book would be of interest for her. But she phoned her sister and told her, there is this young woman, she has a book, then she began to explain in her words what she understood the book to be. And Bhakti Devi thought, I should explain it, I want to sell the book and I'm better book distributor, and more qualified to explain now the Vedic culture. I have studied this, But the lady was just explaining it to her sister, and then she hung up the phone and said to Bhakti Devi, okay, I buy the book, it's for my sister, she wants it. So a little later, Bhakti Devi came back into the same village, and she was going, I believe, to the same lady who bought the book for her sister. Third lady, yes. And then she just said, she was not at home, this lady. She just said, by the way, what is with your neighbor? That lady is not there. Then Bhakti Devi said, Yamisli, I'm thinking, do you know anything about the sister of that neighbor? Neighbor means who bought the book. And that person said, yes, she has just died. So Bhakti Devi understood in that moment, I have gone and given a book to a person before she left her body. Now, this is very good. Prabhupada said, if one even touches a book, and she must have read it because she was interested, or read parts of it, that this is very good. She will be born as Ivana's child. Maybe in the devotee family. This is very good. She got the blessings. So this is a very good understanding which we should have. Offer respect to all. You never know. They can also take to Krishna consciousness. Realize in your heart that all living entities are servants of Krishna. Do not become envious of anyone. Do not hate anyone. You should please everyone by speaking sweet words and caring for their welfare. That's Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Speak some sweet words. Oh, dobro dan, dobro došli, and kakusti, and so, and people will like this very much. Some small sweet words you can say, in the understanding they are servants of Krishna. Amani, do not respect. Do not expect do not expect respect in return. See, most of us care for others because we want to get something back. It's our love for others has a bill which is attached to it, which comes along. And on the bill you find, recognize me. Understand I'm a big devotee. You know, love me. This is the bill which we give when we give our service. We want the respect of others back. So this should not be if you want to be compassionate. Compassionate. You should understand in the language of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, this material body is simply a prison house for me, the soul. I, the spirit soul, have only a temporary relationship with the body. Therefore, as long as I am destined to live in it, I should consider myself lower than a straw in the street. This is a very nice understand, I'm not the body. I have only a temporary relationship with the body. When you get older, you will say, thanks God. When you're young, you think, oh, well, my body is actually quite interesting. But when you get older, you become a little realistic. So why should anyone respect me? I'm here in this body and I'm still clouded by Maya in some ways. I better be, let me be real. Let me be a humble soul, you know. Let me, humble means the vision of reality. Let me be a real person. Then, tolerant. More tolerant than a tree. This is Mahaprabhu. He gave a picture. He said, he used the tree. Why a tree? Well, the tree has two things. It gives shade and fruit. And it does not protest. When you go, when some uncivilized person comes and goes, or let us say a dog, you know, goes and lifts his leg, the tree doesn't think, who do you think you are? I'm standing here on my place. This is my place. Go somewhere else. I'm already here 100 years. I occupy this place. You go somewhere else. You so no. They're tolerant, doesn't protest. So Mahaprabhu said, this is a good mood, tolerant, and try to give shade or some comfort, help everyone. Huh? Such ornament, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, is the ornament of non-envious devotees who chant the holy names. If you want to chant the holy names, You should not chant as the body and the mind. You should chant as the soul. The soul will chant, the body will chant, and the mind will chant. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Is there something more interesting to do, will the mind say? It will become diverted. Maybe something to look at. Hopefully a phone call comes soon on my mobile phone. You know, and so on. This is the body and the mind. But when you chant as the soul, you will think, my Lord, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Dabro, Rama, at another time, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Dabro, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. You will feel different. You feel, I have a relationship to Krishna. And I will chant now with this relationship, this idea of, it's called Sambandha, this relationship. And you will feel inspired. I'm calling the name. You know someone who, when you love someone and the name comes, you feel electrified. You hear some name. So and so, beloved. Whoa, that was a good sound vibration. You know, you feel, you feel like this. So when you have a because you have a relationship, someone else who hears the name, let us say Maya, you will now think of Maya. No, I meant what is the night? Snejana. Snejana, or Slatko, what?
Slaja.
That's a man's name or a lady's name? Women. What is a good man's name? Milorad. Not so good. Milomir is very nice. Milomir. It means like peace. Yeah. Yeah. Milomir. So this is. Oh, is someone called Milomir here?
Morales' name.
Oh, I forgot. So when we hear someone who has a relationship to Slaja and Milomir or Milorad or whatever, he will feel electrified. Wow, this name! It's a very good sound vibration. You know. So if you have a relationship to Krishna, you should also feel Hare Krishna, electrified. That's a very good sound vibration, this name. This is how a real devotee reacts. But you can only do this from the platform of the soul. Because the body has no relationship with Krishna. The mind has no relationship to Krishna. Your soul has a relationship. You have a relationship. The body and the mind also have some relation. It's an energy of Krishna, the separated material energy, you know. It's not very, very deep relationship to Krishna. But the soul, this is loving relationship. So if you want to come to the platform of the soul, you must follow these advices. Offer respects to others. Don't expect the respect for yourself. Being tolerant and feeling like the straw in the street. That means the straw is, you should feel, I'm small, I'm very small and insignificant. I'm in this body. And that means spiritual understanding. So Mahaprabhu said, we can chant from the spiritual level. And these exercises are exercises to make us spiritual. Every devotee should have this. And I find always this respect to others, it's jivadaya, or better word, compassion, gives immediate results. When you speak to someone, I think Nikunya Rasa, you wrote me that you spoke with Mahapurushika to one lady who came to the program. You wrote me this. And you, somehow she felt so inspired. You remember that was a particular person, and you felt immediately so much milas, isn't it, Mahapurushika? So much milas, because you did the right thing. You shared something very valuable with another person. This is immediate results are there. That's why when we remember book distribution, so Devi, please remember, you were one of the most, the greatest Mataji soldiers, or our star, Madhva Muni ji. I saw pictures when you were still a brahmachari. There was pictures, you went on Sankirtan. I think Mahapurushika was in your party, isn't it? Yeah, and you went somewhere and there was a car. I saw this, and there was an expensive modern car, and you were standing before this car. I have seen this with my own eyes. As a book distributor, effulgent young brahmachari book distributors. Yeah. And there was so much excitement. I remember when you came all to the Chushtendilska temple, then you were just beaming with ecstasy, and you were so attentive during the lectures, and I must hear this now, I need some Dukhonesnaga, and next Monday I'm again out in the world of Montenegro or somewhere. and you knew there was so much mercy coming. I think we all know this. Do you remember? Gaurana and your good name? Darana?
Dasha
and Lydia. This is something for you to explore. Some aspect of Krishna consciousness which you need to go deeply in to understand what it is. You will see, you will do something to preach Krishna consciousness, and the milas will come. And you feel, what is happening to me? I used to be so tiny, but now everything, I'm so fired up, amazing, you know, and so on. This is something very important. So I want to really request all of you to think about this, and you will get so much life. See, the difficulty is when we, Grihastha Ashram is wonderful, although I myself am not in this ashram. The only reason is that I'm useless for this ashram. But there is a danger that, you know, we are so much involved in our paying the rent and this, and then the relationship, you know, is demanding our full attention, or even if it's good, then we are just working radite. So much and so on, and our world becomes a little. This is a danger. That's why in Grihastha life, the Vedic civilization says we should invite guests to our house. Why do we invite guests to our house? To show some samilast. Take this, and we must feed them. Take this prasadam, and. It helps us to come out of our small little world, you know, and our world becomes so big. I remember when we went here, Novi Shad Parameshwari's house. it was really like it was like the kingdom of God. We had like sometimes 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and many maladesas were there. You know, the dancer deities were there, and we were all occupied. We were spread all over the town, and I remember this was very good for the household. The children are still so benefited. They had association with the devotees, and they felt that these are interesting people, from foreigners, wow, and you know, have to learn some English now, and so it's very good. It makes the world big. So please, in your own way, think about how you can apply this and get some life in your life. It's preaching life. It needs some good plan. Obviously, we cannot bring back the times of the past, at least not every one of us. Because we are different people and we have different experiences. But we should take the principles from the past which worked in our lives and do something wonderful for Krishna. This is my sincere request to you. I was thinking about this because yesterday I had a very nice discussion, but a discussion which really made me think again. I talked with one devotee about the exit festival in Novi Sad. Exit? Is it a Yugoslavian word? Is it a Serbian word?
English.
Everyone understands. And I thought, we must come to this festival. It is a must. It's not that we cannot come to the festival, you know. And I was thinking at this time, oh, I wish so much we would have a preaching group together like the Nityananda group. Then we could do a bhajan there. And the loudspeaker said, but even if we don't have, we can have our stand and distribute prasadam. I will give a donation of yes, let me see. I will give for free prasadam distribution. This is very, very necessary, and we can delicately enter. You know, we should first see what is the environment like. We can have a stand, books, and so on, and then enter more, and all of a sudden we can sit on the stage. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Like this. I think this is very, very important, because there are so many young people of Serbia come.
From the whole of Europe.
From the whole of Europe,
the people come. European festival. Right.
Really?
Yeah, it's the biggest Europe, so the topmost. It's like somehow.
Where is the space? Is there enough space in the
whole this fortress of?
Yeah, yeah.
They organize even 4 to 5 stages for different music, and it lasts for 4 days.
And I also sing. I can sing something. No problem. I can just say, I want to go on the stage. I'm the guru of Nina Hagen. I said, it's true. Yeah. Yeah. I'm also someone. But we must go there. This is a scandal that we don't go. What has happened with our life? Where is our samilost? Where is our being alive in Krishna consciousness? This is a serious thing, and I really want to request you to somehow go. Not in a passionate way. See that we leave a good impression. Not that we do something and everyone thinks, oh no, these people are too much. We must see that we do something which hits the nerve. That's a German word, which is accepted and which is good.
Free
prasadam will be very, very good. Yeah, that is very good. And you are a very good cook. We have already one cook. No, you can't cook morning and night. Maharaja has big 40-liter pots, you know. And they are so gladdened, these young people. Oh, oh, everyone wants my money and I don't have any nomads any longer. This is a good way. Yeah, so if you are enthusiastic, I will give you already the euros which are necessary. It's so, so important. If we have a heart for these people, we should do. We can get, go as Bioland, Bio, very Bio-like, you know, and can... After all, it's a cultural festival, and ecological life is important in the culture of modern people. Maybe Bali can make a demonstration, you know, swallow a shirt, a sword, or do whatever is necessary, you know. And then when we can revive our bhajan band, we can go to the few graves. Hey! Hey! Nityananda Bhajan band. Oh, sorry, this is not for them to hear. They can rehearse, yes. Please, this is very important. I will personally come and see this. If it is the biggest of Europe,
yes. At the moment,
I can't imagine.
Yes.
Yeah, international artists are coming also. Yeah.
Yes. From I don't know the names, but many.
Yeah.
The most famous bands coming.
Somehow
or other.
When is it? June.
In the summer. July.
I know, you remember, what was the name of this Indian devotee?
Akash
Prabhu. He says he knows the organizers. So we can somehow, with Akash help, get a stand.
Yes, but we also know many people.
Yeah. Why don't you inquire immediately, you know? Because the time is short.
Yes.
And I will give the novats, really. Not all, but some. Yeah.
Maybe Rolling Stones will come this year.
Yeah. No. Don't make fire this time. In the Kriege, when I was not in Krishna consciousness, I would associate with such people and do wild things. Anyways. Yeah, so please Bahulashwar.
Yes.
And maybe you should first, are you coming to
yes.
Belgrade?
Yes.
Why not first talk to Akash to see, you know, what type of contacts are maybe better for our purpose? It should be intelligently planned.
The first inquiry I will make is just the officials, what they offer, because
they have an official
offer.
Right.
And then
see maybe how we can with the contacts in
there.
Yeah,
we have this humanitarian organization.
Yeah, yeah.
And the director is loves the devotees, and I'm his friend.
Oh yeah.
And,
so.
And he can enter somehow, and we have this other vegetarian society.
Yeah.
Contact and so on.
They
were there. So.
Please think in a way. What can we do to help the festival? When people feel that this is your vibration, they will love to have you. But if they feel, how can the festival help us? If that is your vibration, although that's what we always think, you know, how can it help us to spread Krishna consciousness? But they should not feel this vibration.
Maybe for the first year it should be intense, you know, just to enter at the exit, you know, and then...
Yeah, you should, the technique always is, it can be everything which the people like. The problem is when you do something where they feel you use it as a forum to convert them or to give them something which they don't want. That's the same principle in book distribution, isn't it? When we go out for book distribution and the people, but if we do it like this, that the people like to have the book, then you can do everything. If you say, like, I know the young people like if we sit down on festivals, make some music.
They
like also our sound.
Yes, yes,
but it has to be done in a way at a time. If you do it when the Rolling Stones are trying to put their equipment up, and you are so loud that they can't make the sound checks, then it's not good. You have to do it in a way which is helpful, which the Karmis see as helpful for the whole festival. That's a great communication.
I just wanted to say, because here I'm selling those incense,
mm-hmm.
and I met some people which told me, oh, we have buy this on exit from Hare Krishna. So thinking, what are they speaking about? That actually was one store, East Point. Mm-hmm. They had their stand, and people were thinking that it's Hare Krishna Day.
Yeah.
So we are already inside on some way.
You can do these things. Give prasadam for free, and then you can, who is a businessman, you bring piles of incense, and in 3 days have enough Lakshmi to build a palace for Krishna. But Bahulashva's idea is very good. We should really think that prasadam for free. What? For free?
So yeah. They're angry because everybody comes there and they want to spend money. In 4 days it's thousands, even millions of dinars, And these young people are angry, you just want to take our money.
Yeah,
everybody
yeah.
wants to take our money.
Yeah.
We don't want to give.
And then we are, there's Hare Krishna's giving prasadam.
Yeah.
Without
bills.
Yes. Without bill, yes. They don't have to chant afterwards. That will come automatically. Next life, yeah.
Just a T-shirt with the Hare Krishna. If they get it for 3 days.
Yeah, dobro. We will do it.
Yes.
Bahulashva will use his intelligence in this direction. But please do everything in... I think because Akash had some context, see what it is, see if it makes sense, but I also agree, in like a needle first, the first time, so that we can feel our, feel how we are,
how far
we can go. Don't be too afraid, the people like, when they see a fired up devotee, wow, and he's dressed, finally some normal, some interesting dress, people think differently than we always think, it's so different, it's we who have the problems, people like, wow, finally someone who dresses differently, Yes, Krishna. And the idea is what? Samilast. We must have the basis to do our thing. And you will see, you will be so alive, you will talk the whole year about it. It's a little risky. Oh, what will the people think? In the beginning you think, oh, now on the exit, how will I do this? Oh, I'm a peaceful person now, all this music, how will I chant my Gayatri mantra, with it, not, Hare Krishna.
Then we will have a more exciting camp after this.
Yes, yeah, we will be fired up. Even your children can, for half an hour, not more, because it's so deeply, they can distribute some prasadam.
There is a different place where there is a music.